TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
What is up, everybody? It is time for another edition of Driving with DeMarco. It is Tuesday afternoon, April 23rd. I am on the commute home from work. As you know, I haven't said this in the past couple episodes, so I'll bring it up again today. I live on one side of Phoenix, and I work on the other. And it's kind of like, it's not really two extremes. It's one extreme, and then still a pretty far on the other side. So that gives me a commute of over an hour. Typically, on average, about 75 minutes. It can get worse during the time from... Well, in Arizona, it's worse between October, which is when all the snowbirds who hate the cold come out here, all the way through the end of March, which is when spring training ends, because we've got half of Major League Baseball who comes out here for spring training. March is the worst. March is the dog shit worst. Like, March fucking... I wish we had, like, underground subways so I could just take those all the time, but... It does get pretty bad in that time frame. We are out of that now. The summertime is amazing because people vacation and traffic just isn't that hard. And all the kids are out of school, so we don't have to deal with that. But that's so I'm on the commute. You might hear some commute-related noises. I actually don't have the GPS on right now, so we're probably not going to hear that bitch chime in. But because traffic seems to be pretty straightforward today, so no GPS. It's just me and you, the listener. So before we dive into our topic, which it's going to be a fun one, I do want to remind you that you can find me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. You can also find me on the Facebook and the Instagram at the same address. Social media for thechairshot.com is thechairshot.com. Of course, that is thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. Now, at the Chair Shot, of course, you'll get the hardest hitting reviews, opinions, analysis, might sprinkle in a little bit of news here and there, who knows, and we will do it all with attitude, because that's what you've come to know and love. Hopefully you enjoyed this morning's topic, but this afternoon, I've got a really, really hot one for you, and topic number four for the week. So, what do you say? Let's get to it. Topic number four for the week is another one that came up because of the news of the day. This morning, we talked about Ricochet and Robert Roode and their match on Raw, and that wasn't the original idea. But when I saw the reactions to it, I just had to talk about it. And thankfully, thanks to this crazy world of professional wrestling, we have another topic like that today that mixes two of people's favorite topics, the WWE and All Elite Wrestling. Now, it's not even really an All Elite Wrestling topic, but they're going to get lumped in by design, and that's probably more appropriate than people would think anyway. But we are talking about the fact that today it was revealed, originally by Sports Illustrated and then confirmed by StarCast themselves, that The Undertaker and Kurt Angle have had to pull out of StarCast 2, which of course is taking place Memorial Day weekend in Las Vegas, in support of and around All Elite Wrestling's Double or Nothing event. Of course, that is the debut event for All Elite Wrestling, even though it's Double or Nothing, which of course seems to indicate a second event that is the follow-up to All In. All In was promoted under the Ring of Honor banner, even though they don't like to talk about that too much. That's who owns the footage and the rights to the intellectual property. However, StarCast took place around All In as well. Now we got StarCast 2, and just a mega lineup that Conrad Thompson has put together. And the biggest announcement of them all was The Undertaker. Now, since then, The Undertaker has returned to WWE television. He's appeared. He beat the crap out of Elias. He's rumored to be on the next, what was it, Jam in the Sand, as Christopher Platt would call it, out in Saudi Arabia in June. And suddenly, The Undertaker, no longer a part of StarCast 2, and Kurt Angle is the same way. Now, it was revealed that, you know, The Undertaker was paid a deposit for this appearance. It's been said the deposit has been returned. That's how business works. And I commend all parties for doing that. Usually, when you sign a contract like that and a deposit is involved, so is an opportunity to get out of it. And that's the kind of part of the business that people don't like to look at, but that does exist. That's why the deposit's there. The deposit guarantees the appearance. If you don't appear, the deposit is lost. However, the deposit can be refunded by a certain date, and that allows someone to pull out. Now, I'm sure it sucked for Conrad Thompson to get that phone call and be informed that The Undertaker was no longer a part of StarCast. Kurt Angle as well, but let's be honest, The Undertaker was the bigger hit. No offense to the Olympic gold medalist, the man who won that gold medal on a broken freaking neck. However, I want to talk about this because the reaction has been great. Some people get it. It's a business decision. Other people are freaking out. And we had a great conversation, and I want to pull the curtain back a little bit, but I don't want to pull it back too far. Many of us at the Chair Shot have a little private discussion group where we talk about these topics. Some of these topics we reveal or we talk about will never see the light of day. Some of them include insider information that you'll probably never learn about. There, you know, I knew about the whole CM Punk thing long before it got out on the internet. And I knew that it was CM Punk and all of that. Thanks to talking to somebody who was there. But I want to talk about a comment that was brought up today, because Big Rick, you guys all know Big Rick, does a great job and is one of the best individual hosts out there. I think he's got a great voice for radio, and I think he could do a ton, and hope that he will. He's got a new show coming up soon. More details will be coming out about that once we are ready to announce it and once he's got things in place. But I'm excited about it, and you should be too. He asked a great question about why this would be necessary, and I brought up the business reasons. It's a contract. WWE is choosing to enforce their contracts. That's something that's within their right to do. Kurt Angle and Undertaker have contracts. Those contracts obviously allow WWE to exercise some control. That control has been exercised. It's funny that this comes up around the same time as AAW, which is a promotion based out of Chicago, Illinois, is kind of flexing its muscles and not allowing talent to work for other Chicago promotions. This is nothing new. They've been doing it for years, but it came up now. And the question that came up is compensation. You should never allow somebody restrict where you can work unless they are paying you for that restriction. And the thought is AAW is probably not paying people for that restriction, which wouldn't surprise me whatsoever. You know, if you signed an exclusive deal, and I don't know that those are contracts for AAW, it might just be sort of the unwritten rule or something that's been requested, who knows. But it's something that for WWE is obviously in the contracts, and that has allowed them to pull Kurt Angle and The Undertaker out of those appearances. Now, they could allow them to do it. Don't get me wrong. It's not like WWE's hands are tied here. WWE could definitely allow Kurt Angle and allow The Undertaker to fulfill their appearances at StarCast 2. They're choosing not to, and that's within their right to do so. Now, Rick, who I mentioned before, brought up a great point, and I hope he doesn't mind me sharing this. How does it hurt WWE for The Undertaker and Kurt Angle to appear at StarCast 2? And I'll tell you how it hurts them. It doesn't. It doesn't hurt WWE one iota, one fucking bit, not even a minuscule little bit, not even a kernel, as Eric Bischoff likes to say. It doesn't hurt them at all to allow The Undertaker and Kurt Angle to appear at StarCast. Now, having these guys under contract allows the WWE to basically say, hey, you want to see The Undertaker? You want to see Kurt Angle? You're going to do it under our roof. And Rick made another great point. No one going to StarCast is going to turn around and not spend their money on WWE because they saw Kurt Angle or they saw The Undertaker at StarCast 2. And that is a very, very true point and a very, very good point. But there's a bigger underlying issue that's at hand here with StarCast and, unfortunately, with AEW, even though they largely have nothing to do with this, and WWE. And it's the real reason why Vince McMahon would make this call, why he would say no Kurt Angle at StarCast 2 and no Undertaker at StarCast 2. It's a three-word answer, and I hope you're ready for it. Because he can. That's why Vince McMahon would do this. And there's plenty of times where we come up in life, come up in the world, and are in a situation where we just wish we could say or do something for the simple fact and the simple reason of, because I can. And if you've ever had a because I can moment, congratulations. That's Vincent Kennedy McMahon every single day. That's an amazing life to live, to have that kind of clout and to have that kind of pull. I gave Charlotte Flair some props yesterday for her pull and getting Andrade, Zelina Vega, and Aleister Black moved to SmackDown. But I'll tell you what, damn, that's nothing compared to Vince McMahon pull. Like, Vince McMahon has pull in ways that we will never even know. I'm talking, I don't even want to go into it. It's dangerous to even say those words, so I'm not going to. Vince got pull, people. Vince has got pull. However, he's flexing because he can. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. If you've got it, flaunt it. You know, you don't work out for 2 years to not flex your muscles, as an example that I gave. Here's the bigger underlying factor of that. A, Vince McMahon is doing it because he can. But here's B. You ever heard the phrase, if you give an inch, they'll take a mile? That's kind of what applies here. WWE has been liberal about allowing people under Legends contracts to appear at WrestleCon and other conventions like that. And they give, and they give, and they give. And Conrad Thompson is a home run swinger. He swung for the fences with guys like The Undertaker and Kurt Angle, and he got him. He got him. He got him, and I give him all the credit in the world for getting him. I bet he doesn't regret a thing. He regrets the end result, but he still doesn't regret going for it, nor should he. But when you're the home run swinger, you might eventually be a home run hitter. And WWE is going to keep its eye on the home run hitters. And this is where All Elite Wrestling comes into play in this topic. StarCast wouldn't be taking place if it wasn't for Double or Nothing. And I know that people, you know, All Elite Wrestling and StarCast are separate entities. That is something that people thought Conrad was involved in All Elite Wrestling. He's not, as far as I know. Definitely separate. I will tell you this, if it wasn't for Conrad Thompson, I don't believe All Elite Wrestling would exist, because he's that common point. I'm connecting some dots here, and I apologize for doing that. He's the common point between Tony Khan and Cody Rhodes. He's friends with both. He's been friends with Tony Khan for a long time, became friends with Cody Rhodes later, to the point where he brought them together. Think about that. That is a big connection to make. Now we have All Elite Wrestling. When the WWE looks at them, they probably look at them as more inseparably linked than other people probably would. So far, there have been two events spearheaded by Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks, whether it's Ring of Honor and New Japan behind it, or whether it's the Khan family behind it. Those are still spearheaded by Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks. Both of those events have involved Conrad Thompson and a StarCast convention. So WWE is going to look at it that way. But here's the thing. When you give an inch and you take a mile, or when you're given an inch but you decide to take a mile, you're also kind of doing something else. And it's a piece of it, it's the opposite of a piece of advice that I'm going to give you. And it's probably a piece of advice that you've all heard at different points in your life. And it's very applicable now. It's four. The first one was three words. This one's four words. Don't poke the bear. All right? If you're allowed to get talent like Sting and Shawn Michaels at your thing, don't go for The Undertaker. Don't go for The Guy. I mean, shit. Like, what do you think? And then he is reported about his replacements. He's trying to get Triple H. And he's trying to get Stephanie McMahon. Like, I get it, dude. You're swinging for home runs. But you're also kind of poking that bear. And man, most people that poke the bear don't come out of it on the other side unless the bear's shitting them out. And I know it's a little graphic and I apologize, but it's true. Don't poke the bear. You got a damn good thing going. A damn good thing going. Don't fuck it up. Because I'm sure these waters are real murky right now. Because Conrad is in business with Bruce Pritchard. Bruce Pritchard works for WWE. Bruce Pritchard is good friends with The Undertaker, because it was Bruce Pritchard who got them to bring The Undertaker in. Pritchard's the one who wanted him. So think about that. Fast forward to 2019, and damn, the waters are murky. It's muddy. It's bad. But what we do have is The Undertaker and Kurt Angle no longer part of StarCast 2. Would it have hurt WWE's business? No, not at all. So why would WWE do this? Because they can, because Vince McMahon can do it. So remember, today's lesson is two-part. Every day we have these lessons now on Driving with DeMarco. Today's lesson is two-part. Lesson number one, Vince McMahon is going to flex his muscles because he can. But the overarching, more important lesson, don't poke the bear. If you get a little bit, be happy with the little bit that you get. Don't poke the bear, because it's going to bite your head off in the end. Now, I want to thank you for listening to this week's edition of Driving with DeMarco. Of course, my name is Greg DeMarco, at ChairShotGreg on the Twitter. I also would love to invite you to follow at TheChairShot.com on the Twitter and all forms of social media for The ChairShot. Visit TheChairShot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. Head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com. When you're listening to our podcast and reading our articles, do it wearing a ChairShot t-shirt. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Got a flash sale going on right now. If you're listening in real time, Tuesday night by midnight central, you can pick up a shirt for 20% off with the promo code 5MIL. That's 5MIL, because they've paid out $5 million in royalties, which is just unfucking believable that they've been able to. And that's in royalties. That's the wrestler's cut, which means they've pulled in over $10 million. So that's pretty, for close to $10 million, because they actually pay a really good amount towards the talent. That's a really, really huge number and a major accomplishment for Pro Wrestling Tees. So good on Ryan. Good on the whole crew over there. They should be very proud of what they've accomplished. And you can take our little slice of that pie over at ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. If you're listening, that means you're a patron. And I say thank you for letting us patronize you. It's a little joke right there. Hopefully it sticks. We'll see. But if you're not a patron and you're listening, either you got a bootleg, which, hey, it happens, or you're listening with a friend, or you got a free sample, because we do put those out on occasion for people to see what they think and to give them a little sample, you know? First one's free, kind of like they say out there. So head on over to patreon.com/TheChairShot and join. You know, it's only $5. You get the daily editions of Driving with DeMarco twice per day. You also get early and ad-free articles. You get early podcasts. You get exclusive podcasts like Pod Is More, like the Chair Shot Radio exclusives that we do from time to time, like the hashtag Miranda Show, where she bosses me around and I do it because I'm stupid, and like Driving with DeMarco. So I want to thank you for supporting us, for listening, and I can't wait to see what amazing topics the world of wrestling provides with us for tomorrow. So thank you for listening. We will talk to you next time. Drive safely, everybody. This is Greg DeMarco.